The recent CDC Vital Signs report shows that antibiotic prescriptions in hospitals are often incorrect. About half of hospital patients receive an antibiotic during their stay. But doctors in some hospitals prescribe 3 times more antibiotics than doctors in other hospitals, even though patients were receiving care in similar areas of each hospital. About a third of antibiotics prescribed in hospitals for urinary tract infections included a potential error. The antibiotics were given for too long or without proper evaluation. Similarly, about 1 in 3 prescriptions for the drug vancomycin were also written with a potential error. So there's plenty of room for improvement. Antibiotic stewardship programs help optimize treatment and make sure patients receive antibiotics promptly and only when needed. They make sure patients get the right antibiotic at the right dose for the right length of time, improving prescribing in hospitals and long-term care facilities, and that's something that will save both money and lives. So that patients receive the safest care possible, CDC recommends that every hospital adopt an antibiotic stewardship program with 7 basic elements. First, leadership commitment. Dedicate the necessary human, financial, and IT resources. Second, accountability. Appoint a single leader responsible for program outcomes. Physicians have proven successful in this role. Third, drug expertise. Appoint a single pharmacist leader to support improved prescribing. Fourth, action. Take at least 1 action to improve prescribing. For example, implement a universal reassessment within 48 hours to double-check drug choice, dose, and duration. Fifth, track. Monitor antibiotic prescribing and resistance patterns. Sixth, report. Regularly report to staff on antibiotic prescribing and resistance information and on what can be done to improve. Seventh and last, offer education about antibiotic resistance and best prescribing practices. We have to preserve the antibiotics we have now and those we develop in the future by implementing effective strategies to improve antibiotic prescribing. Together, we can protect patients today and protect life-saving antibiotics for the future.